Yeah?
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're projecting our voices through the microphone.
What for?
To come in contact with your ear, and then you come back in contact with ours again.
Okay, but can you play some music?
No way.
This is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
WGXC welcomes audio responses from listeners. Anyone can call and leave a message with WGXC, and we'll play it on the air. Call 518-291-WGXC and leave up to a 3-minute message for airplay. Hear something you disagree with? Want to speak out on an issue? Plug your band's show? Let your neighbors know something important? Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message anytime about any issue. That number again is 518-291-WGXC. 518-291-9492.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Velo Domestique Bicycle Shop. Professional bicycle services at 437 Route 295 in Chatham. Information at www.velodomestique.com or 518-392-3010.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Devon of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Sarah Lushenko, and I am a student of Mr. Pisano's AP Government class.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Connor Greco, and I'm also a student of Mr. Pisano's AP Government class.
May everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Unfortunately, Dennis Burke will not be able to attend this evening.
So from roughly 7 to 8 p.m. this evening, will consist of you guys writing your note cards, and then we're going to ask the questions to the board members, starting with Paul Mary over here.
From 8 to 8:30, the public may ask questions by raising their hand and may address individual candidates or the entire group.
From around 8:30 to 9, the audience will be able to meet all of our candidates, and then there will be refreshments out in the hall provided by the PTA and Mrs. Fortini.
The rules for tonight include being respectful of all candidates, and because of the number of candidates and audience members, we will be timing candidate responses and limiting them to 1 minute, except for the initial question of introduce yourself and tell us why you're running for the Board of Education. 2 minutes will be allowed for that. Any extra questions on note cards can be handed to either Jean Bailey or Beth Hoyle.
So for the first question, to all the board members, introduce yourself and tell us why you're running for the Board of Education.
Hello, good evening. My name is Bernadette Gavin Paul Mary. I am a mom of 4 children, ages 10, 9, 5, 6, and 5. So I soon will have a child in middle school. I do have a child who has a special IEP and special ed program. And I also am a business owner of Gathers Irish Caribbean, and
Robert Polson. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. I'm interested in running for the board. I have a son, Robert, who's in middle school, and I own a business in East Durham, Country Campsites, and Michael D's Motel. I currently serve on the board of directors of a condominium in Carlsbad, State of Ocean City, so I have some board experience. My background is finance, strong finance. Family man, I love the community. I've lived here 25 years. I volunteered for 25 years. Baseball coach, the umpire, the lead basketball president. I was, what's that? Big red dog at the book fair. I wore his costume. When you asked me, I did it. And God bless, I was Mrs. Sutton. I volunteered for the red dog. But I've been involved with the school. I like to be involved with the school. I can work with anybody. And strong leadership and determination. Yeah. And remember, vote for me is a vote for us, the Carol Durham community.
My name is Claudia Zucker. I've lived in the area for 37 years. My kids went through the school, and I now have a grandchild in Carol Elementary. I'm a local business owner. I am running for the board because I care about education. We have increased our ranking in the state over the last decade, and I'd like to see that continue. I'd like to see us continue the way we have been going.
Good evening. My name is Matt Hilgendorf. I'm a life resident of Ramtop. I grew up here, came to Carol Durham, and I currently work over in the Greenville School District, so I feel like a little bit of a traitor on either side. When I first started working in Greenville, I was like, I don't know, I'm still a Mustang at heart. And now being here, but in all honesty, I have a great background in education. I was a teacher for 8 years. I was a high school principal over in Greenville for 4 years. And the past 2 years, I served as the director of curriculum instruction and assessment. And it's really not just my profession, but it's my passion. Education can really be a life-changing thing for youth. And I know when I was here at Carol Durham, I graduated in 98, I had extremely great experiences. So the motto of expect excellence, that was true back in 98 as well. I had great experiences on this stage, I had great experiences in my courses, and I want to make sure that we're continuing to do that here at Carol Durham for our students today, and making sure that we provide opportunities for all students of different abilities, different backgrounds, and providing them opportunities for setting them up for success. And what's next for them, Mike?
I'm Brock Chusla. I have four kids. Two of my grandchildren have a daughter in 10th grade and a daughter in kindergarten. We live in Durham. I'm a professional engineer by trade, part-time Delaware Engineering. We do a lot of work in Green County, a lot of work for other states. The reason I'm running is when there was a question of whether I was interested in running. And so I did some, you know, as a good engineer, I had to go out and develop data sets. And so I talked to a lot of different stakeholders in the area. And I found the school is great, but I found there were some challenges that needed to be addressed. One of the key challenges that I was noting there that I talked with everybody was generally just a high turnover within the administration. So I thought my philosophy that I take towards engineering, my philosophy towards life, would translate well into the school board. That philosophy is still the innovation. You take that philosophy, I take that philosophy in my personal life, I take that philosophy in my professional life, it served me well. I think if I could take that philosophy, implement that in the school board, it would serve us all well, and everyone on this table would agree. And so if we take these components and translate that into administrative level, we'll see that translate down through all levels, all the way through taxpayers, parents, students, teachers, and that will just make the school district thrive on that much more.
My name is Nicole Macchio. I have three children in the district, one in high school, two in middle school. I am a graduate of Carol Durham High School. I went away to college and chose to come back here and raise my family in this district. I currently work for Greene County Civil Service, so I have a lot of interaction with towns, villages, school districts, different departments, and even the library systems throughout Greene County. students, but we also need to be fiscally responsible for those that are on fixed incomes, because let's face it, Greene County is a low-income county. So we need to take that into account as well.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Steve Lefevre. I've lived in the district since 2002. My wife is a teacher here. She's a special ed teacher here. The first 17 years of my life, I spent in the highest levels of state government, in the state assembly, in the state senate. In particular, I worked in the Senate Education Committee, and then with Governor Taggy at the State Consumer Protection Board. I have had tons of interaction during that experience with the New York State School Boards Association, as well as NYSA, which is the union that represents the teachers. The two major things that a board is responsible for is managing the superintendent and the big part, the budget. There's an infinite amount of needs, that legitimate needs that a school district, every school district faces every year, an infinite amount. But there's only a finite amount of revenue. And striking the balance that meets the needs of students first, the infrastructure, buildings, grounds, so on and so forth, the teachers and administrators, it's a tough task. And it's a task where there's a balancing act. You're never going to make everybody happy. But you can do the best job that you can to make sure that the students, that every student is cared for in a way that they have the materials they need, the transportation, buses that they need, and that our teachers are well-trained, that they have a strong background, and that they stay. Turnover is horrible. People like continuity. I like continuity. It's great to see the same teacher bringing students in one year after another. I spent from 2002 until 2013, I ran Greene County Pop Warner. This district, as noted by the previous speaker, is a very poor district.
15 second warning, sorry.
I ran 2,000 kids through the program, and over those 10 years, and it's something that you have to take into consideration for the needs of the students. And I think that my experience and drive will help move the board and the district in a better direction. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dale Handel. I'm a graduate of Carroll Hill, a father of four dual students, a business owner, a taxpayer. For me, when it comes down to it, the simple thing I learned firsthand as a child, how powerful good schools are in nurturing the students, supporting the kids. Schools are about so much more than just covering the curriculum, managing classrooms, and preparing students for life after school. Good schools help students to feel accepted, safe, and loved. I am running because I want the students to have what I have. Schools with caring adults who lovingly help them become the people they want to be. So many of our students are struggling with all kinds of challenges at home, which inevitably affects their ability to focus on and succeed in school. This makes the role of schools in creating safe and loving spaces even more critical. It also means that we have to look at the educational system in context. One thing I hope to bring to this race is a focus on the way Caradon works in determining how students show up to school or do not show up. Teachers cannot do this work alone. It matters whether the families of the students
have 30 seconds.
Stable housing, food security, health insurance. I am so grateful for the education that I received from Caradon and my children, and I hope that I'm a part of the school board. Thank you.
Thank you. From now on, each board candidate only has 1 minute to answer each question. The first question is, do you see yourself primarily as a representative of the community or as a representative of the school district? Primarily as a representative of a community or a representative of the school system?
That is a tough question. I guess I will say community. I feel that to have a really strong community, you will have a really strong school district.
got to be a balance, obviously, and that it's both. If I'm lucky enough to get a seat on the board, I'm going to have to say that the school community is really what, for me, that would be the thing. You know, the students, I said it before, I don't really feel like the students and the people in this building, the teachers, the faculty, and staff are really being listened to by some of the current board members and being represented, and they are part of the community.
I'm going to go community. The school is part of the community. The teachers are part of the community. The students are part of the community. The bus drivers are part of the community. Everybody's part of the community, and everybody has to help to raise these kids from young to old, to learn what they need to learn, to graduate, to live happy and healthy lives.
I think you're intertwined.
I see it as being a school board member, if I'm fortunate enough to do so, I'm representing the community. So that's the important piece of making sure I'm listening to the community, understanding the community around us, because we're all members of the community. But the school board then holds a very special role in representing all those different viewpoints and diverse needs to make the decisions for the school district. So even though they're intertwined, I see it as being a member of the school board, you're representing that community. And really in a high-functioning system, and this is what I appreciated about Kara Herman when I was here this year, it really became one. The school really became the center of the community, and it was one big ecosystem working together that made it such a great place to be. I think we can do that again.
I'm going to echo Claudia and such and say they are one and the same. There is no, if the school district's faltering, the community's faltering. If the community's thriving, the school district is thriving. To separate one from the other would be a disservice to both. And one thing at a school board, and I noticed that this is being done as part of the capital project, is things like opening the gym up to the entire community. The school should always be part of the entire community, and it should never be separated from it. It would be a disservice to everybody.
Well, to be redundant, I'm going to go ahead and say I also agree that you don't need to make a choice between the two. They are intertwined. It takes a village, and the concerns of the community are the concerns of the school district. So they're one and the same. I would define myself as being an advocate for one or the other, but for both.
I couldn't say more than anyone else has said. The two are synonymous. Whether you're a member of the community or a member of the school district or on the school board, we all, we're going to represent the entire. If I become a member of the board, I represent the school district, the community, and everybody in it. It's totally synonymous, and I don't think you can separate the two.
For me, I'm a parent first, and I have to say community.
So for the next question, what is your number one priority for the district in the coming year, and why? What is your number one priority for the district in the coming year, and why?
Show up, we have to be part of the process, you know, to be heard and make a difference. And
So something that I've been involved in different groups through the school is trying to get that community involved and bring it forward into a cohesive thing that everybody has been talking about in the first question. The community of the school is what's more important. So that would be a priority for me. And also just to make the personal experience here in our schools for the kids, that's like a living one priority as well. Just making it the best experience that they can have.
Hey, I'm going to vote for these two guys. They got it right on the money. It's all about the kids. It's about getting the kid from A to B, to have everybody participate, to be on the same page, to pull the cart the same direction. I forgot to mention our principal, too. He's one of our good guys. But it's the priority is to maintain focus, to have continuity, like Bernadette said, to know that your teacher's going to be there tomorrow when you come in, and next year, and you can invite them to your graduation, and you can show up. I mean, so it's really about letting the kids, they're not going to have 180 good days, but try not to have them have bad days. So just let them show up and be kids, let them go to school, and let them learn, and make friends.
15 seconds.
Lifelong buddies. Thank
you. My priority would be to make the students part of the world, part of the state, part of our country, learning how to participate, and I would like so much to put that back into the hands of the administration and the teachers. I feel that they are the ones who should be leading, not the
teachers. So going back to the question, I'm going to pull out a piece of it. In the next year, what is the key priority? So as everyone in this room is aware, that there's a current opening for a superintendent for this district, and there's an interim in place. So while there's plenty of long-term goals and strategic plans and action plans to continue to work on, when I think about the needs of this district at the current moment and looking at the next year, that key priority would have to be looking at who comes into this district as the next superintendent. Because so much else connects back to that role, and creating stability through the district over a longer period of time is so dependent on who is in that leadership role. The board is important, administration is important, teachers are important, support staff, but that superintendent role is critical, and since that is currently open, I think that has to be the top priority. Make sure whoever comes into that role is supported, is a good fit for the district, has a vision for the district, is understanding of the needs of the district. So again, for that first year or a year from now, we want to be looking at who is our superintendent and what progress have we made in that spot.
For the next year, my initial focus, again, on the broad scale, would be stability. Through the stability is that superintendent search and things like that. Focus down a little more of there are some questions of what's going on in the elementary school that I would really like to delve into. And on the board side of the equation, I would like to push the board as much as we could towards being as transparent as possible. I work with a lot of different municipal boards around the state. Most of them are really generally speaking on boards want the right thing. But you'll see that there's a conscious effort by the boards to be transparent. There's a conscious effort by other boards to not want to deal with it, right? So if you don't want to deal with it, you kind of try to be a little less transparent. I think the focus of this board, the focus I would have is to, our goal would always be as transparent as possible. We know the community knows.
So I feel like I'm going to lead every question with to be redundant or I need to jump over there. But I do feel like the superintendent is definitely the focus for the next coming year. I actually have been a part of superintendent searches and committees. It's a nightmare. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. It is a nightmare. But it's definitely something that we need to do. All of this talk of the continuity and the well-being of the students starts at the level of the superintendent and works its way down. Not only do we have to replace a superintendent, we're going to need to replace a high school principal. So we need to get this done, and we need to do it the right way with somebody who's a right fit, who's going to stay here to start that continuity.
And again, same, not to be redundant. The Board of Education sets the vision, the goals, and manages the superintendent. That's what the Board of Education does. It manages the superintendent. I think the previous superintendent did a great job. I think the next superintendent is critical. It's critical that the Board of Education decide where we are, where we're going, and where we're going to be in 10 years. And to do that, We need a superintendent that we all have confidence in, not just the board, the community, and the taxpayers. Secondly, the budget. It's huge. It's as critical as the superintendent to ensure that the needs of all of the parties involved, school, the administrators, teachers, and students, are met year in and year out. Thank you.
For me, I think that it's certainly the superintendent, all of those things are important, but and priority for the board. But for me, myself, I think listening to some of the teachers and the administration and planning out what they know best. They know best what needs to be done, and I'd like to hear from them.
For the next following questions, we're going to continue down the line. So, Mr. Conte, we're going to start with you, and then for each following question, we're going to. How important do you feel it is to listen to community members?
More time?
How important is it for you to listen to community members?
That's extremely important. I mean, it's got to be a back and forth kind of conversation. You know, otherwise, what's the point? You know? And like I said, it's not just the outside of the district community. It's in this building. It's in the three buildings that we have. You know, the junior high, the high school, the elementary school. The teacher's voices, I think, are really super important. And having to listen to the wise. We've had a superintendent in the past that sort of put a gag order on teachers that weren't allowed to talk about things that were going through our situation with closing these doors and realignment and that kind of stuff just cannot go on. The community conversation page was started because teachers and people in the buildings are not allowed to talk.
They 15 seconds.
To be fired. So we have to keep that conversation going.
How important is it for you? Yes, of course. How important is it for you to listen to community members?
Is there another word that you need to use? It's extremely important. I mean, every single part of the community is a part of the children learning to be adults, to learn. So, I mean, you have to listen to everyone. You have to make concessions, but on the other hand,